All of the rain we've been getting this spring has made it a very beautiful spring, I think. The flowering trees a few weeks ago were spectacular. And I don't know if I just did a better job of paying attention this year or if the conditions somehow were right for some extra beauty. I find it fascinating how all the different trees and shrubs each have their own time to bloom and show their beauty. In early spring, we see the daffodils appear, sometimes in the snow. Later, the tulips, the flowering trees take their turn. In May, the lilacs bloom, and then as we approach June, the peonies show up. At any one moment, we may not be impressed with one particular shrub, and yet when they bloom, they can be pretty amazing. Over the course of the spring and summer, each of the trees and shrubs take their time showing their beauty. So often, I don't pay enough attention to notice that whole display over the course of time. I may see one thing that catches my attention, but I don't focus enough to see how all of it fits together and works together as a larger display of beauty. That sense of paying attention to notice the whole being at work together is very much a part of our spiritual lives. Jesus often, as he does today, uses agricultural references when describing the kingdom of God. Today we heard two parables about how God is at work even when we may not be paying attention. Someone scatters seed and then allows it to take root and sprout and grow and bear fruit. A small mustard seed becomes this large shrub after a while. And he says, this is how it is with the kingdom of God. What is Jesus trying to say? So much of our spiritual lives is about paying attention to God's presence and action in our world. And sometimes we find it hard to see his presence, but often it's because we've just not slowed down enough to notice. When we do stop and pay attention, we realize that this one particular moment is part of a bigger whole. Part of the beauty is watching and waiting as that bigger whole unfolds. In any given moment, God is at work in our lives. We may or may not be aware of that, depending on how well we're paying attention. A life of faith keeps the destination, the goal, the whole, the entirety in mind. Someday this little seed will become that large bush that will be wonderful. The big picture of faith is that God made us in love, that God desires for us to be with him always. We choose at times to go our own way, to sin, to wander away from God. But God keeps trying to win us back. What we need to do is to pay attention. When is the last time that we slowed down enough to notice the ways in which God is trying to woo us closer to him? How is God giving us that light and soil and water that we need to grow? Who has God placed in our lives to help us, to nurture us, or perhaps prune us at times so that we can grow in the right direction. How has God offered us grace in the sacraments, mercy in confession, strength in the Eucharist? God is at work when we care for and love the people in our lives. God makes us stronger as we rely on Him in adversity. God forms our hearts as we listen with patience to those who are hurting. God enlivens our souls as we connect with Him in prayer and spend time in fellowship with people who know God well. Our lives are beautiful when we are aware that in each and every moment, God is present within us. Our lives have meaning and purpose when we realize that we are part of something bigger, something of God, something eternal. That is prayer. Prayer is stopping long enough to pay attention to God. Thank you for coming and making time for this hour of prayer. Thank you for being here to acknowledge that God is doing something beautiful in each of us and in our world. Thank you for being here to receive Him in His Word and in the Eucharist. That is how it is with the kingdom of God.